and welcome to the Love Meech Podcast. I'm your host, Meech. It is a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. So hello, welcome, welcome. There are 7.9 billion people in the world today, yet you met me, and this is not by happy chance. This is divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. Now, I am in this world, but I am not of it. On this podcast, you're going to hear topics about both the spiritual world as well as the earth world. My goal is to keep learning and evolving and spreading love. Oh my God, I have my timer on. I literally was recording. I have my timer on and it did not save. So here we go again. Hey, love, and welcome to another episode of the Love Meech Podcast. I'm your host, Meech. If this is your first time joining me, welcome. If you are returning, hey, girl. Hey, mister. Welcome back. So today we're going to be talking about Think and Grow Rich, which is a book by Napoleon Hill. I so thoroughly enjoyed this book. I will read it like every year or make me some oracle cards or angel cards or what do you call those little things? Or index cards, because it's just a wealth of knowledge in there. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I want to give a shout out to, I am in a Facebook group called Higher Learning. Let me make sure I say it right. High Life Book Club, Higher Learning. Please join the originators of the group. Read every day at 12 noon. We do vote on our books. This was the book that we voted on. And I've had this PDF. Let me tell you, I have hard books that I haven't gotten to yet. So I'm so excited to go over the article with you. So it's called The 13 Powerful Principles in Think and Grow Rich. Okay, so focused on the premise that thoughts are things, this book explores you to let positive and successful thoughts permeate your mind so they can influence both your conscious and subconscious. By managing and controlling your dominating thoughts, you're better able to steer your way towards greater success and riches in all aspects of your life. To accumulate any form of success and great abundance, you need to magnetize your mind with an intense desire, create a definite plan, and believe that you're able to do so. So again, magnetize your mind. So desire, intense desire, definite plan, and belief that you'll be able to do so. This is where Napoleon Hill's 13 principles come in. Number one, desire. Your starting point for any achievement is desire. To turn any desire into goal, Hill suggests six practical steps. First, number one, fix your mind, the exact amount of money that you desire. Number two, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. Number three, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. Number four, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action. Number five, write out a clear, concise statement to the amount of money that you intend to acquire. Name the time limit for its acquisition. State what you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. Number six, read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night and once after arising in the morning. As you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. So that was number one, desire. Okay, then we move on to number two. Number two is faith. Faith is the external elixir which gives life, power, and action to impulses of thought. Napoleon Hill. Consider the most powerful of major positive emotions, together with love and sex, faith can be strengthened through the principle of auto-suggestion. It is a state of mind which can be built through positive thoughts mixed with strong emotions. To clear your mind of fear, doubt, and unbelief, Hill proposed the following faith affirmations to build your self-confidence abridged. I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. I demand myself persistent, conscious action towards its attainment. I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform into physical reality. Excuse me. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily I'm sorry, y'all. The devil is a lie. We're going to read this. I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily on thinking of the person I intend to become and creating a clear mental picture. I know through the principle of autosuggestion that any desire which I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some physical means. I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence of its attainment. I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism by developing love for all humanity. I will cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit to it by memory, repeat it out loud once a day with full faith, and it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person. All right, number three, auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion rides on the power of self-suggestion to reach the subconscious mind and influence it with positive thoughts. In contemporary parlance, it is known as the power of visualization, a technique used by coaches everywhere to trick your subconscious mind into believing in a possibility through repeated instruction. Here's how Hill suggests it can be done. 1. Find ideal environment. Look for a quiet spot where you will not be disturbed. 2. Close your eyes and repeat out loud. State the written statement of how much money you desire, the time limit for its accomplishments, and the description of the service or product that you intend to give for the money. Repeat. Do this morning and night until you can see in your imagination the money you wish to accumulate. 4, written copy. Place a written copy of your statement where you can see it night and morning and read it just before retiring and upon rising until it has been memorized. 4, specialize in knowledge. Knowledge is only potential power. It becomes power only when and if it is organized into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end. Napoleon Hill. Knowledge is a specialized and valuable field and where power and wealth can be found. According to Hill, knowledge will not attract money unless it is organized and intelligently directed through practical plans of action to the definite end of accumulation of money. To deepen your specialized knowledge, you should spend your time and money on both formal and informal education. This can be done by selecting highly specialized courses in the subjects that you wish to focus on. 5, imagination. Touted as the workshop of the mind, imagination can be classified into 2 distinct forms. 1, synthetic imagination. This is the ability to arrange old concepts, ideas, and plans into new combinations. This harnesses your experience, education, and observations, and is mostly used by inventors. 2, creative imagination. This is where the infinite mind of man, this is where the finite mind of man communicates directly with the infinite intelligence. It is represented through hunches or inspirations received by the subconscious. Like any organ or muscle, your imagination can only be more alert with use. To strengthen your ideas, generating mind machine, you need to have a plan. 6, organized planning. To turn your abstract ideas concrete, you need a plan for action. This can be done through several steps. A, form a mastermind group. Ally yourself with a group of like-minded folks for the creation and execution of your plan or plans. Before doing so, decide what advantages and benefits you may offer the individuals of your group. Arrange to meet with these members at least twice a week or more, often if necessary, and maintain perfect harmony with each team member. B. Build your leadership capability. Here Hill describes some of the attributes of leadership which we should all aspire towards. Unwavering courage, self-control, a keen sense of justice, definiteness of a decision more later, definiteness of a plan, doing more than being paid for, pleasing personality, leaders can't be slovenly. Pleasing personality, leaders can't be slovenly or careless. Sympathy and understanding, mastery of detail, willingness to assume full responsibility, cooperation of others. In the same breath, we should also avoid the failures of leadership, inability to organize details, unwillingness to render humble service, expectation of pay for what we know instead of what we do with that which we know, fear of competition from followers, lack of imagination, selfishness, and temperance, losing control through use of alcohol or drugs or other vices, disloyalty, emphasis of title. C, apply for the right position. In this hefty section, we learn about how we should market our personal services as an individual to an organization and secure the desired job. Much of it involves sourcing for the right opportunities through multiple channels, job aids, employment agencies, letters of appreciation, personal networks, and creating a perfect brief, i.e. resume and cover letter. You should also consider the following steps. Decide the exact job you want. Choose a company or individual you wish to work for. Study your prospective employer's policy, personnel, and chances of advancement. Concentrate on what you can give. Forget about a job. Arrange with an experienced writer to write a good resume summary and cover letter for yourself. Present to the proper person with authority. D, use QQS formula. Adopt the following: quality of service, the performance of every detail in connection with your position as the most efficient manner possible with the object of greater efficiency in mind. Quantity of service, the habit of rendering all of the service to which you are capable at all times with the purpose of increasing the amount of service rendered as greater skill and development and spirit of service. The habit of agreeable, harmonious conduct, which will induce fellow employees and associates to cooperate. E, conduct a self-assessment. To avoid the major cause of failure, it's useful to conduct a personal inventory assessment. In the book, we're given a detailed list of 28 questions which you can ask yourself. F, look for opportunities. Finally, your plan should include taking stock of opportunities to gain wealth. This can be in a virtually any industry where market demand outstrips supply. Number 7, decision. Opinions are the cheapest commodities on earth. Napoleon Hill. Citing procrastination as the greatest enemy of success, this book extols us to make decisions quickly and to change decisions slowly. A key factor here is to reach your own decisions and ignore the opinions of everybody else. The newspaper, gossiping neighbors, family members, friends, and others. Worthy decisions often require immense courage. However, they're always worthwhile to act upon. Number 8, persistence. Persistence is the cornerstone of any form of worthwhile endeavor. It allows you to overcome your failures and to withstand the journey along the long road to success. There are 4 steps cited in the book. Number 1, definite purpose backed by a burning desire for fulfillment. Number 2, a definite plan expressed by continuous action. Number 3, an independent mind closed against all negative and discouraging influences, including negative suggestions of relative friends and acquaintances. Number 4, friendly alliance, forming a mastermind with one or more persons who encourage you to follow through with your plan and purpose. Number 9, the power of the mastermind, defined as coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. The forming of a mastermind allows you to multiply your brain power. Mr. Andrew Carnegie Mastermind's group, for example, consisted of 50 staff members whom he surrounded himself with for the purpose of manufacturing and marketing steel. By identifying and enlisting people in your mastermind group, you can increase your power. Here it refers to the organized efforts required to enable you as an individual to transmute desires into its monetary equivalent. Number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. When driven by this desire, i.e. sex, men develop keenness of imagination, courage, willpower, persistence, and creative ability unknown to them at all times, Napoleon Hill. This chapter invariably confounds readers. What it seeks to communicate is this: can you convert your energies emotionally, intentionally, and creatively for sexual expression into a positive force that will bring forth riches? To do so, consider this two-step approach to transmute your sexual energy in a positive way. 1. Mental stimulation. Stimulate your mind so that it functions on a higher than average plane, using the same intensity and desire of a sexual encounter. 2. Form a perfect picture. Concentrate on the known factors of your invitation and create in your mind a perfect picture of unknown factors. Hold this picture steady until it has been taken over by the subconscious mind, and then wait for your answer to flash by your mind. The emotion of sex stands for the head of the list of human emotions as far as intensity and driving forces are concerned. The result of sex transmutation is the increase of thought to such a pitch that the creative imagination becomes highly receptive to ideas. Napoleon Hill. Number 11, the subconscious mind. The energies to energize and feed your subconscious mind with positive thoughts, you should use auto-suggestion to give instructions that focuses on the 7 positive emotions. I'm going to list the 7 emotions: the emotion of desire, faith, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, and hope. At the same time, you should avoid any thoughts associated with the 7 negative emotions: the emotion of fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstition, and anger. An interesting point here involves the power of prayer. Here it is suggested that if you pray for a thing but have fear as you pray, that you must not receive it. Your prayer will have been in vain. Number 12, the brain. Equating the brain to a broadcasting and receiving station for thought, he'll describe how the brain mindset and subconscious works. Let me exact some of its experts below. The creative imagination is the receiving set of the brain, which receives thoughts released by the brains of others. When stimulated or stepped up to a high rate of vibration, the mind becomes more receptive to thought, which reaches it through outside sources. The subconscious mind is the sending station of the brain through which vibrations of thought are broadcast. The creative imagination is the receiving set through which the energies of thoughts are picked up. The principles of auto-suggestion, which is the medium by which you may put into operation your broadcasting system. Number 13, the sixth sense. Some call this your intuition or hunch. Others may call it your genius or muse. Whatever or whomever your source of inspiration may be, he'll suggest that the sixth sense can be nurtured by cultivating in your creative imagination a team of invisible counselors. In his case, they included men like John Emerson, Thomas Paine, Thomas Edison, Charles Darwin, Abraham Lincoln, Napoleon Bonaparte, Henry Ford, and Andrew Carnegie. By forming an imaginary cabinet, you can tap the ideas, thoughts, and knowledge of these distinguished luminaries in your mind. Dispelling negative influences. Towards the end of the book, he'll elaborate at length about the 6 basic fears and how these could derail your efforts. The fear of poverty, cynicism, health, loss of love, old age, and death. To overcome these and all other negative thoughts, he suggests the following practical steps. Recognize that you have a willpower that can be put into constant use. Recognize that you are susceptible to all 6 basic fears. Set up habits and counteract those fears. Recognize that negative influences work through your subconscious mind. Keep your mind closed against all people who depress or discourage you in any way. Clean out your medicine cabinet, throw away all pill bottles, and stop pandering to your hypochondria. Deliberately seek the company of people. Deliberately seek the company of people. Deliberately seek the company of people who influence you to think and act for yourself. Do not expect troubles, as they have a tendency not to disappoint. In conclusion, Think and Grow Rich is one of the iconic books in self-help literature. Despite being written over 80 years ago, its principles are still valid in digital and social age. While some of Napoleon Hill's philosophies and principles are a bit of a stretch, for example, sex transmutation and the sixth sense, I found that its lessons are still applicable today. Virtually all of the gurus in personal development sphere have borrowed his ideas from Tony Robbins, Brendan Burch, Norman Vincent, Peel, and Bob Proctor. Lastly, anybody can wish for riches, and most people do, but only a few know that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable means of accumulating wealth. Napoleon Hill. All right, love. So that was just the article. I wanted to make sure I went over all of the 13 principles and the quickest cliff notes that I have, but that does not do the book any justice. Please get the book, added to your library, and read it. I feel like books unlock different levels of consciousness and allow you to think in ways that you previously did not. So I just love, love, love learning and reading. And on part two of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, I will go through the book and give you my cliff notes and things that came to mind, things that I want to implement. But this has been such an amazing read. It's so interesting that I had this book years ago. But like they say, you know, the teacher will appear when the student is ready. I just wasn't ready for the book yet. And so now that I'm on whatever conscious level I'm on, it was like the book circled back around. I'm able to read it, and I'm going to continue to reread it. And I'm sure, like, if you go back and read Three Little Pigs, Little Red Riding Hood, you get different messages out of them than you were a child. So I'm just so freaking excited to do part two, because that's when I get to give my little opinion. So I will catch you guys on part two. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for riding with me. We kind of up on year four. I love you guys, my Love Me's tribe. I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye. But ciao, Earth is ghetto. I'm trying to make this my last reincarnation here. So namaste, levaste, always a vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. I love you. Talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.